Now, I don't know about you. I mean, I use both Android. Samsung counts as Android? Yeah, Android and iPhone. And I'm quite concerned all the time about the potential for, I suppose, viruses and the like. And none of us are really necessarily safe. In particular, if you're an Android user, you're especially susceptible to malicious apps, and they don't look or work like the Windows 95 virus you might be thinking of. Now, according to Forbes, security firm Sophos has found at least 15 harmful apps that have gone a stage further, literally hiding their app icons in the launcher or disguising themselves on the phone's app settings page. I don't even know what that means. Do you know who does? Alistair Fairweather, the founder of Plainspeak Technology Consultancy, who speaks to us sometimes on these matters of tech. It is Tech Tuesday. And Alistair, welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe. Thank you so much for joining us to help us unpack what all of this means.
Yeah. Good to be with you.
Indeed. What does this actually mean? Hiding the app icons in the launcher? What are these harmful apps that Sophos has identified?
So they're all adware. What adware means is they're not actually viruses per se. Although they are harmful, what they do is they serve ads to you in places that you would not normally expect to be seeing ads. So when they install themselves, they kind of hide away using features which are not intended for that purpose. So Android has a feature which allows apps which normally would run in the background, say a GPS or a password manager, to install themselves in a way that they're not obtrusively there all the time, but that when you need them, you can use them, sort of like shortcuts. So these apps have exploited that feature. So, I mean, the 15 that have been found, I'm sorry to say, will probably be the tip of the iceberg. There are no doubt, in fact, I know for a fact that there are hundreds of apps which do similar sorts of things. And the thing about all of the apps is that the defining thing about them is that they're free. Almost no harmful apps are paid. They do something trivial and fun, you know, take the background out of a photo for you, or help you share this thing, or read a QR code. And they're by app developers who are new to the App Store, and so they don't have a lot of other apps, or if they do have a lot of other apps, they're all very similar, and they have very few reviews and those sorts of things. So if you wanted to sort of identify an app, or you were worried about an app, then that's the kind of stuff you would look for.
But it's one assumes that by being on the Google Play Store, there's been some sort of a vetting process before this thing is even accessible. Why are they able to get through the process?
So Google does do a moderately good job of vetting, but it's just a volume problem. Mm-hmm. So there are 2.7 million apps in the Google Play Store. I'm not giving Google a free pass here. They could do a better job. Mm. But in their defense, it's a bit like Windows could do a better job. There's only so many things. It's a bit like thieves are always thinking about stealing.
Yeah.
And the police, you know, need to get sleep and take breaks. Whereas if you're a thief, then you're thinking 24/7 about stealing. And there's, you know, with software, there are just endless ways to work around. You know, you launch an app, it has a certain piece of code in it, and then you swap that piece of code out once it's live. You know, Google and Apple have both gotten much better at you know, stopping people from changing the parts out. But, you know, that's one way they do things. And so they do catch them relatively quickly and get rid of them. The big problem is that not even Google has the ability to reach into your phone and uninstall an app on your behalf. And I mean, that's a good thing, because if they had that power, then so would the hackers, and the hackers would be able to reach into your phone remotely and do these things. So, I mean, generally these things aren't worth panicking about. I would recommend these kind of three things. One, don't install an app without checking it out. If you think about like your work laptop, would you just click on a banner and then install a piece of software?
No, certainly
that you
not.
Sort of randomly saw on the internet. I mean, most people wouldn't, and the people who do, often regret it and then learn their lesson.
Yeah, these surfaces found these on 1.3 million phones. That's a lot of ad revenue that hasn't been actually allowed.
Yes, I mean, there's a whole shadow grey market for ads around the world. Billions and billions of impressions and hundreds of millions of dollars flowing. And often in these cases, sort of everyone is in on it. The publishers of the sites and of the apps. So 1.3 million also, just to put it into perspective, is a drop in the ocean. I mean, there are 3.6 billion smartphones in the world now.
Sure.
So it's definitely, you know, it's a bit like bank robberies. They are problematic and can be dangerous, but there are actually relatively few of them.
Mm.
So that ad revenue is flowing. The really scary thing is in that grey market, it's often attached to black markets. And
yes.
So it's used for things
dark
like
web.
Funneling money to rogue states and
right.
all sorts. So it really is quite a good way to launder money because
sure.
you're taking millions of dollars and you're splitting it up into, you know, a tenth of a cent here and a tenth of a
That's
cent
it.
There. Yeah. So, you know, it's kind of a global... It's one of these things where it's a global irritant, and individually for individual people it doesn't cost them much, but in the macro it can be problematic
right.
for the whole world.
So you were telling us our prevention measures.
Sure.
The first
sure,
is
sure.
obviously be cautious and don't just click on anything. And the second,
so don't generally stay away from free apps unless you've
mm-hmm.
vetted them yourself,
mm-hmm.
Because once if Google has to collect money. Then they have. Then the app developers have to have jumped through additional hoops,
right?
Which makes them easier to trace, and it makes the whole thing. It's generally when people are charging for an app. This is not a hard and fast rule, but generally when it's charged for, it's going to be valid. And the third thing is, if you do install a free app, you shouldn't stop installing apps completely. Just go and have a look at the App Store and go and see. I mean, it should have thousands or ideally tens of thousands of reviews. Some of them should be medium. Some of them should be negative. If you go to an app and it has 10 reviews, all of them 5 stars, that's suspicious.
That is, yeah.
And then the other thing you can do is you can just look. And most people don't realize you can when you're looking at an app, you can then say, show me what other apps this developer makes. And if that developer makes 7 different QR code readers, that's always
questionable because
suspicious.
They're just sort of throwing something and seeing what sticks.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Sure, Alistair, very helpful from you. Thank you so much. We've got a couple of messages here. Trevor's sending us a message saying, hi, I started randomly getting ads when using my phone. Took me days to figure out that it was some innocent-looking photo editing app. Google recommendations for legit apps first. But as you say, even then, when you look at the recommendations, look for the suspicious ones. Thank you so much for giving us that heads up. We hope to stay safe and cyber safe. How scary is that? You could be funneling money for warfare in some war-torn state, developmental state, just by innocuously clicking on that like flashing thing. And sometimes it's difficult, right? When you're scrolling through and there's a constant pop-up that your thumb sort of hits by mistake. Somebody else here saying, morning, Rufilwe. Don't just leave your tabs open on your browser. Some sites use your CPU to mine for Bitcoin. More than an irritant, actually. It's actually a proper crime, as you said. Not much like a bank robbery, even if it seems as though it's not that it's innocuous to you. It's actually causing quite a bit of impact, even if it's not across the entire landscape. Tell us what your stories are. Have you found yourself duped potentially into taking up some sort of an ad provider? Have you clicked on something by mistake or given out your password by accident? We've obviously been talking a lot about the scams and the Ponzi's yesterday with Gerald that have come through our phones. I'd be curious to hear 0725671567.